This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with Cognos, an IBM company. Risk management isn't just for finance anymore. It extends beyond that department and into diverse industries, for example, higher education and healthcare. In this segment, we'll hear from Jeff Gavon and Eric Place of Martins Point Healthcare about performance management and patients at risk.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Could one of you tell us a little bit about Martins Point?
Sure. Martins Point Healthcare is a small, not-for-profit healthcare organization located, headquartered in Portland, Maine. And we've got roughly 450 or so employees located throughout the four states in New England, so New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. And we are unique in a way that we are a healthcare provider of service, but we're also a payer. So we have health insurance programs, and then we also own primary care practice sites. And also we own three pharmacies. So we've got a couple of on-site pharmacies and a mail order pharmacy. So we've really got our hands in all kinds of healthcare data.
And that creates a great deal of data when you think about, with what Jeff said, the density of the data we have. You have claims from the insurance side, so all of the things that are done to people. We have the charges from the practice side, so what the doctors are doing on their end. We have pharmacy data. We have electronic medical record data. You know, there's a vast amount of data that we have for a small organization.
Oftentimes, BI and performance management, the end goal is deeper insight into customers, better customer care. From what you're doing here, are customers experiencing the benefits of this implementation?
I would say definitely as far as customer care and healthcare has a much meaning. Is, you know, are you keeping people healthy? You know, and are you meeting their needs? And with the amount of information that we can pull out of their EHR and their claims data, our customer care goes to the point of, here's everybody who's diabetic, and here's their last lab value. You know, or they need to be seen once every year. Have they been seen yet? And so we have reports where we can look at by doc. Here's all your people that are diabetic. Are they in control or out of control with their blood sugar? And that might indicate that we need to reach out to that person to talk to them. So customer care and healthcare takes on a whole different meaning because you're really talking about the caring for the health of that member or that patient.
And you can look at those sort of risk factors
exactly.
And really bring it together.
Exactly right.
What departments use Cognos?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mean, plenty of departments. Obviously, our practice management, the people who run our practices, they utilize it. Our health management department, which are the people that identify people who are, you know, either at risk for certain diseases or case managers that are calling out to make calls on people.
And also our enrollment department.
Yes.
So when looking at, how is our enrollment breakdown by gender, by age?
Mm-hmm.
So we can get those kinds of information.
Pharmacy.
Our pharmacy department. The executive management team with the scorecards on their desktops. So it's really, I mean, if you think about a 450 employee person, we have probably 65 to 70 Cognos users, all the way from the frontline worker all the way up to the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
So and it kind of touches all departments. The only one that we haven't gotten into yet is human resources, which is part of we do have a BI strategic plan for the next 5 years that we just created a few months ago. And on that plan is to get human resources involved. They want to know turnaround time. They want to know, can we predict if someone is going to quit? So it's one of our goals upcoming in the next 5 years is to get HR, get human resources involved.
In this segment, Chris Grange of the University of Wollongong in Australia talks to Kelsey Howarth about business intelligence and students at risk.
What were some of the central issues that the university faced prior to Cognos?
The same pains that everyone else talks about. The problems with not having a single version of the truth. The problem with spending much of your time at management meetings arguing over whose numbers are right and whose numbers are wrong. The problems with deploying information. The problems with comparing information across different pieces of data. For instance, you know, we have at least 30 different IT applications on which we source our information. There's a student system and a research system and a finance system and a timetabling system and a library system and a HR system and a facilities management system, and the list goes on and on. And when you're trying to actually distill data for decision making from across those different systems, it becomes really difficult to do.
You've tackled a lot of challenges for the university, but now you're moving into more predictive analytics, is that correct?
Yeah, we've just started a project on predictive analytics. Let me explain to you what it's about. How many students don't make it through first year, or make it through first year and don't make it through second or third year? We're developing a data set on that and standardising the information on that. We already have a very strong portfolio of information, all standardised and reported through our BI implementation on the demographics of our student population and also on their admission requirements and on the grades that they achieve as they progress. So what we're doing over the next 12 months is we've standardised the attrition data and deliver it through BI, and then we're going to run an extensive set of correlation analysis that's trying to look for trends between those students who get into academic difficulty in terms of their performance, match it against the admission information, against the demographic information, and against their performance in sort of prior subjects. And so what we're trying to do out of that is to build a predictive model to identify those students who are at risk of not progressing, of dropping out, going elsewhere, those kinds of things. Now, if we can do that, and there are a range of ethical and policy issues that we're going to have to consider along the way of doing that, but we would be able to then start to build potentially strategies of one kind or another, intervention, assistance, closer monitoring, to try and help those students who might be at risk. So at this stage, we've decided to do the project. It'll take us 12 months to do, mm-hmm. 6 months to finalise the attrition set, and then 6 months to do the first cut of the analysis. So in 12 months' time, we should be able to take stock of what it's found, whether there's any valid data in it, whether there's any patterns that might be usable to us. So it's a really exciting sort of project from our point of view. It's got a lot of challenges, and it's got a lot of question marks over it, but it's an area that would have real value not just to us as a university, but to our students as well.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit cognos.com/risk.
Feeling the heat? Go from the hot seat to the driver's seat with IBM Cognos 8v4, the latest release of the IBM Cognos Performance Management Platform. Inform, engage, and align your business users with new dynamic dashboards, dimension management, and many other innovations. Get into the driver's seat today. Visit cognos.com/driver's seat. That's cognos.com/driver's seat.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.